Homily for Monday, the 13th of June. This homily that I am about to give is the homily I gave yesterday for the Feast of the Holy Trinity. But I'd like to announce that, since Easter we've been using for Monday, the Sunday homily, trying to take advantage of the rich readings and celebrations of this time, this liturgical time. But that will be ending. So beginning on Monday, June 27th, we will be returning to the ordinary Monday homilies, with the homily taken from the readings of Monday's readings. Okay, but now please listen to this homily given yesterday for our celebration of the Holy Trinity. We celebrate the Feast of the Holy Trinity, and it's good to take time to reflect on the Trinity. It's good because, for us, Trinity describes the basic way God is. It's what we as Christians have to say to the world about God, about who God is and how God acts. Over the centuries, we've used all sorts of images to reflect on the Trinity. Some have been helpful, as when our scriptures and creeds speak of Father, Son, and Spirit. But other images have gotten in our way. An example is that for many, perhaps those listening, for many of us, mention of the Trinity brings to mind the following images: an old man, a young man, and a bird, preferably a white bird, a dove. Now, it can get pretty tricky trying to use those images to understand who God is and how God acts. So let's leave those images behind and turn to what our rich tradition teaches about how God lives. Our tradition teaches to imagine God's life as Trinity, as Father, Son, and Spirit, is to imagine God lives by giving himself away. In God, there is no holding on to self. God's living is his very giving himself away. Another way of putting it is, God's way of living is complete, utter sharing. In Father, Son, Spirit terms, that translates this way: the Father pours himself out completely. What he pours out of himself is the Son. And the Son, being completely like the Father, imitates him by giving himself back to the Father, back to his source and origin. And the very giving back and forth between Father and Son is the Spirit. The Spirit is their pouring themselves into one another's lives. Excuse me. Trinity describes the way God is. In God there is lover and beloved and loving. And there's no holding back between them. Only complete self-sharing, complete interdependence. Never, never in God's way of living is there any insistence on mine and yours. There is no clinging to what is mine, no grabbing at what is yours. We believe that as creatures, we bear within us the imprint of God, the imprint of the Trinity. We are made for sharing. We are made for giving ourselves away. We are made for interdependence. As Christians, we believe we see in Christ how a life of sharing and interdependence is to be lived. We are baptized into the divine refusal to live, clinging to what is mine and clutching at what is yours. As Christians, we really do have visions of the Trinity. We see the Trinity present whenever we see people not withholding themselves from one another, but rather pouring themselves into one another's lives, there to help, to heal, and encourage. We have visions of the Trinity in our marriages and families, in any committed love. Whenever we cling to one another and not just to ourselves. In the wedding liturgy, there's a prayer. It says, Ever-living God, you created us to share your divine life. In the love of husband and wife, we see our high destiny. Love is our origin. Love is our constant calling. Love is our fulfillment in heaven. The prayer tells us that in a world created in the image of the Trinity, it is safe to love. It is safe to give yourself away to another. And that's the world we want to make our home as disciples of Christ. We call it the Kingdom of God. And so, the next time you find yourself yearning for love, the next time you find yourself yielding to love, rejoice. The Trinity is living in you and through you. In your love, both given and received, God is saying, I am in you, and you are in me. We will be keeping faith with God. We will be keeping faith with the Trinity.